Armadoxy for today. Pingo gave it away. If it's too good to be true, well, you know the rest. But I saw this antique-looking poster in shrink wrap at the store, and I thought, there has to be an exception to the rule. This looked authentic, and it was selling for only a few dollars. It was a poster with the vintage look of the 1960s. And there they were, the Fab Four, in all their splendor, with the smiles that melted the heart of a nation, in what would be called Beatlemania. So here was a poster of the Beatles. It was them for sure, images collaged on a 16x20 poster. It was ready for framing. I had heard about things like this, people finding artwork at garage sales, others discovering a rare coin in their change, and some lucky ones who would stumble on antiquity so great in value that collectors, or Sotheby's, will beat a path to their door to acquire it. Yes, every so often it happened, and this time it was my turn. This, I thought, was authentic. The real deal. The pictures of John, Paul, George, and Ringo, their trademark collarless jackets, enthusiasm reflected in their faces. I mean, I remember that February evening in 1964. Now 60-plus years since they appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show. My parents had the show on TV, and I, like most 8-year-olds, would normally avoid watching a variety show on Sunday evening with my parents. But that night, I was glued to the set. My dad had gone over to talk to the neighbors. I remember Sullivan swinging his hand and pointing to the four with the words, "The Beatles!" The crowd roared, and sitting on the other side of the television set, I was swept in the sea of emotions. Beatlemania had hit America, and definitely my home. It was only 3 months earlier that our president had been shot in broad daylight. And from the gloom of assassination, we needed this bit of cheer. It's hard to believe that it's been over 60 years since we first heard them. It was a mark in time in history for me. And now I stood in front of this poster. And for a few bucks, I was not going to miss the opportunity to own this piece of history. So I picked up the poster, reached in my pocket for the few dollars it would cost me to walk out of this store. And then I took a moment to read the handwritten signatures next to the portrait of each Beatle. I think you knew that this moment would arrive. George's signature was on John's, and John's on George's portrait. And so, a closer look at the drummer. Meet Pingo. What a difference a line makes. Ringo had signed his picture, Pingo. Yes, it was a cheap imitation poster, made to look like an antique. Yes, indeed, it was too good to be true. During Lent, we zealously enter the groove of heightened spirituality, so much so that sometimes we overlook or we miss the marks of authenticity. Imagine, it's only been 6 decades since the Beatles came to America, and already these knockoff posters have swapped and misspelled proper names. Imagine what Christianity has gone through in the last 2 millennia, Lent is a time for introspection. We have arrived at the end of this first week of Lent. I pray and hope that you do not rush through this period. Take time to look and test the messages in and against your life. Lent is your time to look closely at the signatures that line up against the portraits of your life. Tomorrow we continue this Lenten journey as we enter the second week of Lent. I look forward to greeting you here on epostle.net.